Hi, I'm Marcy Krivenin, a producer for the Children's Hour. We're excited to bring you student voices from Mrs. Charles' second grade class at Coronado Elementary School in Albuquerque. These students have been studying Ellen Ochoa, the first Hispanic woman to go to space. In 1993, she spent 9 days in space aboard the shuttle Discovery. She's a veteran astronaut who served as director of NASA's Johnson Space Center. She's received NASA's highest award, the Distinguished Service Medal, and 6 schools are named after her. Students in Mrs. Charles' class learned about Ochoa's character traits, motivations, and challenges. Here are their observations.
I think that it is a big challenge to do all the training to become an astronaut because they need to know how to use the computers, they need to learn how to use the space toilet and know how to eat in space.
One of the challenges that astronauts like Ellen Ochoa have in their job is to ride the space rocket. I know that when astronauts are doing spacewalks, a challenge that any person could have is when the rope that attached them to the space lab can get ripped, then the astronaut can float away to space.
Another big challenge that astronauts need to overcome is to learn how to speak, read, and understand Russian. They need to learn Russian because some of the things that are said in the manual or buttons in the space station are in Russian, and there are Russian astronauts in the space lab.
Astronauts need to learn how to swim in their spacesuit because they might land in water. The planet Earth is made of water. Also, another challenge that astronauts have is that people like Ellen Ochoa need to learn how to pilot an airplane.
Ellen Ochoa had many motivations to work as an astronaut. One of them was to float around when she was in space, and that she could learn about gravity and how things change when there's no gravity. Another motivation for her was to explore places where nobody else has been before, like the moon.
I feel that one of Ellen Ochoa's motivations to do this job is to do scientific experiments in space. Also, I think that the most important motivation to become an astronaut is to be the first Hispanic woman astronaut. She wants to inspire Hispanic kids to be just like her.
Ellen Ochoa had many reasons to become an astronaut.
I feel like she always took good decisions and was ready to work her best every day. Everybody can learn a lot from her. She cannot be lazy or not be prepared for her missions.
I think that Ellen Ochoa made a good decision in her life because she could make a lot of money by working as a scientist and astronaut. She also took a good decision when she studied and became proper for class in school.
What I learned about Dr. Ochoa's life is that she is a scientist and she is the first Hispanic astronaut woman. She is very intelligent because she is a scientist and she used to work for NASA, and everybody knows that it is difficult to work for NASA.
Ellen Ochoa worked very hard because she needed to do a lot of training to become an astronaut. She graduated from a very important university.
I learned that Ellen Ochoa was not afraid of anything. She is not afraid of the heights because when you are an astronaut, you cannot be afraid of the heights, the spaceship. You have to learn how to pilot planes or helicopters.
I learned that she was in a spaceship. That was cool. She learned about the sun, the moon, and things in space. The lesson about space and planets remind me of Star Wars.
I think it's important to learn about Elena Ochoa because she is not scared of anything. She likes learning about things and she loves science and math. I like to be inspired by other people and it makes me feel happy that people like Ellen could do all these things in her life.
I will not work as an astronaut because things like going to the bathroom are very difficult in space. Astronauts have to make sure that all the liquid and things that you do in the space toilet are correct, or these things can float in the space station.
Some of the characters' traits of Ellen Ochoa is that she is very talented because she played an instrument in space. She also likes challenges because she works hard learning how to work with technology.
Ellen Ochoa is a person that is careful. I know this because to be an astronaut, you have to be careful when you're using the computer and the headphones can be breakable. Also, when you are in space, water can float and you need to be careful that water does not float because it can touch the electronics in the space station and in the laboratory.
Some of the character traits that I learned was that Ellen Ochoa is a nice person because when she was in space, she had to get along with other astronauts. I also know that she is a curious person because she wanted to feel how everything feels in space and learn new things.
My favorite thing that I learned about it in class was when we watched a video about astronauts playing baseball inside the space station. You could swing the bat fast, but the ball was still moving not so fast. There is no gravity in space.
Something that I liked about learning from the astronauts is when they come back from space, they get dizzy and they sometimes let go of things on Earth thinking that they are in space, but they are in Earth and there is gravity here in the planet.
Americans celebrated the 50th anniversary of the first moon landing. The space rocket that the astronauts used was the Apollo 11. I feel like astronauts learned a lot about the moon and they also learned about space.